All right, welcome to a pregame show, Coach Huff. I know that sometimes it's great to play right after a loss. Other times that you get a week off, you can make good things happen for your team. How was last week following a very disappointing Thursday night and getting the kids pointing in the right direction with Huntsville on tap?
I think first and foremost, probably for the kids, it's they're ready to get back out and play after getting beat like that on a Thursday night, and then turn around and you have that long weekend, and then having the week. But it was good. We were able to go back, and the kids bounced back very well. We were able to get a lot of conditioning in last week. It was very, very hot last week, which this time of the year to go ahead and up that conditioning is good. So, and also we went a lot of one-on-one last week, which we don't get to do a lot once you kind of get out of the first part of what is considered two-a-days anymore, which is really not two-a-days. But so we went back and did a lot of one-on-one stuff last week and, try to put speed on speed and just try to get better. And last week was all pointed at ourselves. It wasn't pointed at Huntsville whatsoever. So we went back and worked on ourselves last week and had a good week of practice.
When you do get that opportunity, and everybody says, and most of the time it's true, that between game and one, game two, you can improve a whole lot. How did having an extra week to work on yourselves, how do you think that'll help you in that game one to game two improvement?
Well, I think hopefully one thing, we had some miscues in the secondary, and hopefully got some of that stuff patched up, because giving up uncontested touchdowns and just a little bit of confusion was not good, very uncharacteristic of us. And then putting the ball on the ground on special teams, very uncharacteristic of us. So we went back and attacked all that stuff in the off week and hopefully have that patched up. And, it's not necessarily making wholesale changes. It's just getting guys more reps and getting ready to play on Friday night, because it's, for some of them, it was a lot different last week or 2 weeks ago to go out there and play on a Friday night. So, hopefully we make that jump this week, because obviously we're playing a pretty good team.
And obviously a lot different for kids that have, really never have been in that situation with a lopsided loss like that. Also, you come from your sub-varsity where you have so much success. What did you have to do with the psyche of some of those young players that really maybe haven't tasted that kind of situation in a long time?
I don't think anything. We didn't really talk about it a lot. I think you look at it, it is what it is. I mean, bottom line, I talked to kids that, hey, we got our tails kicked. We did. And that's not taking anything away from Foster. We made the job for them a little easier from some of the things we did. But on that night, we weren't the better team. We didn't play like the better team. And so, we knew we had a lot of work to do. And I think that's one thing that I really appreciate about our senior classes. I think they look at it and understand the leadership they play is, we've got to come back and get better. And that's all I heard from the kids is about practice last week was, get better, do things right. They're talking about doing the little things right. Obviously, the coaches, we had a, gut check too. I think everybody does, because we talked about 2 weeks ago. If you go into a first game and we could play like we played the other night and win, I'm not so sure how much better we're going to get that next week, but we had a gut check. We had our doors dented in pretty heavy the other day, so you go back and look at everything. You go back and evaluate everything you're doing, and like I said, our talk to our coaches, we're not going to make wholesale changes. We're comfortable with what we do. We're comfortable in our own skin. It's just a matter of getting everybody game ready, getting ready to go, and not creating those little mistakes that turn into something big. So that was last week.
Much more competitive second half as well, and some of the guys that made mistakes in the first half, it seemed like they did get their feet underneath them, whether they're a new guy to varsity or playing a new position. It looked like that was a much more competitive second half, and they had a lot of ones in that whole game against you, so it wasn't like it was everything against their backups.
No, I thought the second half was a lot cleaner, and that is where the most disappointment came. Is not the fact, I'm disappointed in a loss. I was disappointed in we didn't give ourselves a chance in the first half, where we have them third and five on the first series and can't get off the field. We have them numerous times in a game, third and whatever, and can't get off the field. And then offensively, we go out, I think we go three and outs in a row. And just there was just nothing. It was just like no spark at all. And then finally, it was like everybody was waiting. Everybody's waiting for that, because we've had some, maybe some more battle-tested guys that have been in there and done some things for us in the past. And, the seniors, seniors can't look around for somebody to make that play. It's their time. It's their senior year. So I think finally the second half, they kind of gathered up and pulled themselves out by the bootstraps and got after it and made a big difference, because that is a good football team. And when you don't make things, like I said, I'm not taking anything away from them and what they did, but we made it way too easy early. We didn't put any pressure on them to have to be in an uncomfortable situation. We were uncomfortable the entire first half. I think we ran 14 or 17 plays. We have 14, 17 play drives. We ran you know, less plays in the first half than we run sometimes in, you know, a couple series. So not a good first half. The production was so low. But again, the kids kept their chin up, went out and battled. And at that point, you're kind of looking at what can we do and where are we at and what we do. And so the kids, we wanted to play physical. And the kids went out the second half and played a lot more physical.
All right, Coach, it doesn't get much easier this week. You got another top five team coming in. Huntsville, that was a great game last year. A battle-tested game. They've got a lot of guys back, a lot of defensive guys, and you talked about your first half against Foster. Well, they kind of did the same thing to PNG last week, and I know that you're getting a chance to scout them being on the off week. It gives you perspective that your eyes saw something last Friday night.
Yeah, they're a lot better. That light game last year with us over there was a very physical ball game. We did some stuff formation-wise and boundary-wise and stuff that we've not done for a while with them last year, just because, obviously, of the Sweat kid. I mean, very, very dominant player last year. They put him to the field, and he handled that half of the field, and so you had to do things kind of away from him at times. But this year's a different story. They're still, I say different story, in the fact that it's, for us, I think it's a different thought process. But still, defensively, a lot of kids back, a lot of speed. They play very physical, play very fast, and Rodney and his staff, they do a great job. And so I have, you know, I look at them and look at their program and where they were at and where they've come under his, under his leadership, and they'll be right in the thick of things again this year. There's no doubt. And so, but again, for us, we've got to find out and find ways to get better. And you're going to get better playing people like Huntsville and Foster. So, we look forward to the challenge.
Coach Southern Son, quarterback coming back, lots of expectations for the player of the year. He goes down with injury. They got to go to a wide receiver. But this is somebody that, a lot like what you do with Sosa and some of your other guys, he'd been a quarterback, and he did give them a spark last week.
Yes, I don't think there's any doubt. He could start for a lot of schools. He throws the ball well, runs the ball well, sees the field, does a good job leadership-wise. I mean, I've had an opportunity to watch him a game and a half, basically, and after Coach's son got sprained his ankle the other night. So, I don't know. I look for the one thing he does is he's going to stretch the field both directions, horizontally and vertically, because he can throw the deep ball and he can run it. And they do a good job of keeping you off balance by the things they do from side to side. So it's really not that much different. I think when Coach's son's in there, maybe they throw a little bit more, maybe throw a little bit differently. But at the same time, they're still going to attack you very fast side to side and try to make gaps in the middle and hit you in the gut too. So I don't really care who's running their offense. They're dangerous.
What do you think that your team has gotten better at? You talked about conditioning. You talked about working on you for a week. And then when you turn looking at Huntsville, what do you think your team got better at since the last time it played?
Well, I know one thing we went back and looked at, and we sat down and talked about a lot. We made a lot of mental errors against Foster. When I'm talking about on defense, just a lot of alignment issues where some of the things we do on defense, you have to be, gap sound. And we had some things that happened where we weren't gap sound. Maybe somebody was supposed to stunt and didn't take their stunt, and the other person goes, and then you leave a gap. And, it's fail-proof. If that happens, they're going to hit the gap that's open. And so I think we've gotten a lot better at that, a lot more just secure in what we were doing. It's not anything different. I think it was just the kids that were executing it and getting it done. And at times, we just didn't get things done. And then there was some confusion in the secondary at times. So I think we went back and attacked all that stuff. I know defensive staff really spent a lot of time last weekend getting all that smoothed out. And I think, again, sometimes as coaches, we may overthink ourselves and make things way too difficult on the kids. And that's one thing we try to pride ourselves in, is making our stuff easy so our kids can play fast and be flying the ball. So hopefully we've gotten a little bit more back to that, taking a little bit off the kids' back and letting them play.
We talked about the first half, second half much better production. What has your backs and your quarterback done in this last week? Because they did have a little bit to build on. Sosa hit the pass to Brown. That worked well. It was good to see him catch the ball in the backfield. Your receivers got a little better as the game went along. But what do you need to see in offense this week?
I think it's, for us, we're an up-tempo offense. That's our philosophy. We play that way. I think our kids all love to play that way. So for us, it's all about it's about some type of rhythm, some type of consistency. And we had zero rhythm and consistency in the first half of the night. There was no play that matched another play that matched another play. It was like three independent plays of each other, and that's not how we play. Even when we had the opportunity there and looked like we're going to break free and get something, we come up a yard short and we have to punt again. So that the rhythm of things for us the other night was not there. It wasn't. But I'm going to give the credit to Foster. I think they took that away from us and made us do some things very uncharacteristic. And then as time went on, we wore into the game. I think this early in the year, one thing we'd like to pride ourselves on our conditioning. You run 14 plays and a half, it doesn't make any difference who's in good condition, because we didn't wear them down at all. We didn't, because they have some kids that can go up front, but they're also pretty big. So, hope the thought process is, let's get them running, get them going, and make them sub people in and out like we did the year before. We never got to that point in the first half. And as the game wore on, we finally got some drives going. We got our rhythm going. And then when our rhythm's going, our pace will come up a lot faster. And that's, I looked at our hit chart the other night after the game. You look at the second half, and we at one point ran the same formation, I think, 11 out of 12 plays. That's a good thing for us when we're doing that and we're moving that fast. And so it took us a while to get it going tonight, but once we did, I thought the kids settled in well.
All right. Good luck this week against Huntsville, Coach.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's Coach Steve Huff. When we come back, more of the pregame show, getting you ready for the home opener tonight against the Huntsville Hornets here on Maverick 100.9.